Part of the reason I love it so much is because it's small. I know a lot of people think that they want to go to this huge university, and you know, I just don't understand that, because walking around campus at U of H, when I do, I'm walking around, I'm like, how would anybody know that, like, all of these people, this place is huge. But when I walk around HBU, I'm like, hey, like, I can't go somewhere without knowing somebody and having that community and saying, hey, how are you doing? You know, I met you freshman year, but we still have a tight bond. I think having that class size of, I think it's a 25-to-1 maybe ratio between faculty and student has been phenomenal for me, because then I get to ask my professors and actually build relationships with them and ask them specific questions like that about how do you deal with, you know, kids who come in and who are not like you, and how do you encourage growth in them still.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Marcella Fick is a class of 2019 elementary education major who's a member of Kappa Del Pi International Honor Society and Alpha Chi Honor Society. She served as a member of the HBU cheerleading team and was captain of the team during her junior and senior years here at HBU. Marcella was HBU's 2018 Homecoming Queen, and she was the recipient of the President's Award, an honor given by President Robert Sloan upon the recommendation of the Student Life Advisory Committee. That's a lot of accomplishments, Marcella.
Exciting.
It's amazing. I mean, that is amazing.
Thank you.
What an experience you've had.
It has been a ride, for sure.
How did you get to HBU?
A couple of things. Honestly, HBU and Abilene Christian were the only two schools I really had in mind. I had always wanted to go to a Christian university. I was a private school before I came here. And I probably the biggest thing is that my older brother, Gerson, he went here. And I, you know, just thought there's no way I could get the college experience, if you will, living that close to home, because I live in Sugar Land. And so, but I realized when Gerson went off to college, I barely ever saw him. I saw him on Sundays, and my parents were fine with that, and they, you know, stayed out of things and let him do his thing. But he was also a track athlete. He was a decathlete here, and we got to go see all of his meets and events, and so I was like, that's really cool. So when I made the cheer team, I guess it was April of my senior year in high school, I was like, hey, I wanna go here too, and then my parents can come see all of my games, and it'll be just a really good time for them. So
that's neat. What high school did you go to?
I went to Logos Preparatory Academy.
Yeah, super.
In Sugar Land.
So you're a member of the Kappa Del Phi Honor Society and Alpha Chi Honor Society. Tell us about those.
Delta Pi is a education honor society, so it's international. And then Alpha Chi is just the chapter here at HBU, the honor society. So,
you majored in elementary education. What are you thinking about doing?
Looking for jobs as an elementary education teacher. I actually got an email about an interview today, so that was really exciting.
Is staying in this area or going out?
Probably Clear Creek area down there. I just got engaged, and so that's where we will be living after we get married. So,
you just got engaged too.
Yes, sir.
And is that a student here?
No, he actually goes to U of H, but we met on a mission trip through HBU.
Tell us how that happened.
Oh, goodness. So it's kind of a complicated story how it began, but basically the BSM at U of H, Baptist Student Ministries I was telling you about, they took a trip to Beach Reach, and so did HBU. And at the time, there were really, really good connections between the two campuses. There still are, but there were really good connections. And we took our trip together, because we were both small teams, to Beach Reach in South Padre. So we ministered to our college peers who are, you know, down there just to party. So we give them van rides back and forth and evangelize to them while they're on the bus. And so he came with a group from U of H, and just kind of hit it off and started talking, and so.
I read about this ministry in South Padre Island. Obviously a big place in spring break where kids get drunk and do all kinds of things. So there's Christian kids who go down there on ministry rescue trips?
Yes, sort of. It is a big thing. The taxi drivers there, they know, and everybody on the beach knows that it's a big market. They can capitalize off of these kids who are coming down there to party. So taxi rates go up and hotel rates go up. And so it's really a cool thing to say, hey, here's a free van ride, you know, and just be super nice to them and get to know them and make a connection and then say, you know, let me tell you about Jesus. So, or have you heard of him? What's your background in church? And really come to a, like, form a bond and a friendship. And then they, if they have questions later, they can always call.
How were you attracted to that South Padre Island spiritual rescue mission during spring break?
You know, my sister was involved at U of H in their BSM, and she loved it. She would always talk about it. She was like, this is a really neat ministry that, like, put her out of her comfort zone, because we were raised in a Christian home. We weren't ever around alcohol. Like, we just weren't sure. In the party scene, any of us. There are seven siblings for me. Sorry, I just hit my mic. But we were just never raised around that. And so when we were down there, we're like, wow, this is just a crazy different world. And I think I learned a lot of just empathy and sympathy for my peers who were down there just hurting and broken. And that's why they're doing these things, and really just don't know any better way to blow off steam, or whatever you want to call it, like during spring break. They don't know who to run to with their troubles. They don't know they can run to God. I think that really attracted me to it. So
a lot of young people medicate the pain in their life through alcohol and drugs. During these formative years, 18 to 22, you're leaving a university without all that baggage. That must feel really good, right?
For sure. No, sir. Yeah. I heard this sermon one time where this pastor was saying, you know, I've been through all of that. I've done the drugs. I've done the drinking. I try to drown my, you know, sorrows or worries and all of these different things. But, you know, I learned that my problems, they could swim, and they packed floaties, in fact. So, that's not something that's going to ever take that away. It has to be something deeper, not so surface level.
Now tell me, Marcella, what has your experience at HBU been like?
Where do you want me to start?
Anywhere you want.
I think probably the first thing that brought me in and made me just so comfortable was the fact that I made the cheer squad before. My senior year of high school was even up. So I knew that I was gonna have practices during the summer, and I was able to make friends that way pretty easily. And so I didn't feel so alone the first day I came on campus. But I think it was really cool just being on campus those first days, because it's a brand new place, brand new experience. Nobody really knows anybody. So everybody's just there trying to make friends and get to know each other. I think my time with the Baptist Student Ministries was a huge headway in making my faith my own. I was involved in freshman Bible study, and then the next year, during my sophomore year, I became a leader of a freshman Bible study, and I think that gave me a lot of really cool tools to use leading Bible studies and being in leadership. I also worked at a summer camp during my, in between my freshman and sophomore year and my sophomore and junior year. And I think that a whole lot of that made me the person who I am today, of just being, knowing that, hey, I'm an outgoing person and a friendly person, and I can get to know people. Like, people aren't scary, you know, as we make them out to be, I think, sometimes. And just knowing that, you know, even a smile can make somebody's day turn it around. So, but I've loved being in leadership here, and I've just learned so many new things and about myself. And I was thinking about this on the way here. I was just like, I didn't come here wondering, like, whose I was or what my identity was. I already knew that it was in Christ, but I think developing those qualities that he gave me has been a huge thing that happened to me while I was here.
How has HBU stretched you spiritually?
Yeah, a lot. Being in leadership in spiritual areas, I don't think I'd ever really done that before. I had never really been like a small group leader or anything like that. So that was really neat. And then also, I was able to be actually kind of the chaplain of the cheer squad. And so every week I would come in with a different devotion or something that I was learning during that week and just wanted to share it. Something that I learned as a tool at camp is coming with a game, and then afterward we circle up and talk about that game and how it related to our spiritual walks and our everyday walks. And just the idea behind it is basically that God created everything, you know, so therefore everything can be related back to Him. So we would kind of take our feelings of how we were feeling during that game, whether we were frustrated or excited, how did we relate that to what God is calling us to be as Christians.
Captain of the HBU cheerleading team and a Division I university at HBU, that's on a whole different level, isn't it?
I actually didn't come in with as much a cheer background as most of the other girls on the team. I picked it up my sophomore year of high school, but I fell in love with it. I had a background in dance and just the whole new level to it with the stunting and the tumbling and all of that just drew me to it and I loved it. And so, yes, being captain of the cheer squad definitely stretched me in a leadership capacity and just all kinds of ways I didn't know was possible.
Let's talk about academics. How has HBU challenged you academically?
You know, I think bringing in all of the liberal arts core just gives you so much of a well-rounded feel to what you're learning. Sometimes it doesn't always fit in right away to what you're like, okay, I'm in school for education, for teaching children. Why am I learning about Aristotle almost, you know,
yeah,
sometimes?
Right.
But I think as it comes and you learn more about the philosophies behind it, you learn, oh, this is how that has shaped our world today. That is how it's shaped our culture today. And I think that pulls things together and makes it a little bit more worthwhile. And as far as my education classes go, it's a whole new world being the teacher instead of the student.
Yeah.
There's so many things to learn, so much. There's politics behind it. There's state laws behind it that you just you don't think about. And so being in school and learning how to teach things from a Christian perspective, and also maybe if you're in public school, learning how to just be aware of what you can and can't say and how you can still encourage your students and pray for your students even though you can't explicitly tell them about God has been a really powerful tool, I think.
We both know that a teacher can be such an inspirational example to a student, an unforgettable life experience. What's attracted you to become a teacher?
So I think most of it is because of my own mom. I was homeschooled until like sixth grade. She homeschooled all of us for at least a time, and she just was an incredible role model in that. And her mom was an educator, so that was cool too. But I think exactly what you said is that teachers can be such an inspiration is the reason I want to be one. I've had a lot of teachers that have shaped me in the way I've thought and encouraged me in things that I didn't know I could do or thought about ever doing. And so I want to be that for somebody else. I want to be that encouragement.
You know, unfortunately, we know that a lot of children don't live in the traditional, what we call nuclear family, a present mom and dad. And so as a teacher, you go into a classroom where there's all kinds of challenges with children coming from all kinds of different complexions of a family. How has HBU equipped you to do that?
You know, I think a lot of it is knowing that you aren't going to be prepared. But I think knowing where that boundary is between being your mentor and your teacher and being your friend. So being somebody, learning to be somebody that they can turn to when they need something, turn to when somebody's hurting them, whether that's in the home or in the classroom or in the school. Those are all huge things. I think the biggest thing they've pushed and pushed and pushed is that you need that relationship. Your students aren't going to listen to you if they don't think you care about them. Like it's a two-way street. Mm-hmm. And so I think learning about how to build relationships with students that are healthy and appropriate has been a huge part and something that I'm excited to implement in my classroom.
You know, perhaps a prospective student or parent or grandparent who represents a student is watching today. What would you say about HBU that would cause them to consider this university as the choice for their higher education?
Part of the reason I love it so much is because it's small. I know a lot of people think that they want to go to this huge university, and you know, I just don't understand that, because walking around campus at U of H, when I do, I'm walking around, I'm like, how would anybody know that, like, all of these people, this place is huge. But when I walk around HBU, I'm like, hey, like, I can't go somewhere without knowing somebody and having that community and saying, hey, how are you doing? You know, I met you freshman year, but we still have a tight bond. I think having that class size of, I think it's a 25-to-1 maybe ratio mm-hmm. between faculty and the student has been phenomenal for me, because then I get to ask my professors and actually build relationships with them and ask them specific questions like that about how do you deal with, you know, kids who come in and who are not like you, and how do you encourage growth in them still. But yeah, I think the small size and the fact that your faith is encouraged and not torn apart is a huge benefit of being here.
HBU is known for its nursing students, but it's also well known for its elementary and high school education teachers. They're sought after just like our nursing students are. How has HBU prepared you in that regard? And how has it predisposed you to a great career in elementary or high school education?
Well, I think you've talked to Angie Durand about this. Mm-hmm. She's one of my favorite professors I go to. That's one of the bonds I'm talking about. Just with her, I can ask her, hey, what do you know about this school? What do you know about this school? Whenever I'm out there interviewing. And it is incredible when she's just like, I've got two principals on my phone who are looking for people to fill these positions. Like, they're coming to her to ask because they know we're well equipped. And I think people, whether they want to admit it or not, actually enjoy having Christians on their campus, because they know that if we're following God like we're supposed to be, then we're going to obey the rules and try to do our best and put our best foot forward and everything, because we're working for God and not for somebody else. So whether they think it or not, I think they enjoy having us on their campuses.
I totally agree. We're talking to Marcella Fick, and she's a 2019 elementary education graduate and a homecoming queen. That's a unique combination. What was that like?
It was wild, actually. It was so fun. I got to campaign with some of my great friends, because it's all student and faculty based. They get to vote. And so friends that I haven't gotten to see in a long time, we're all super busy, but let's get together for like 20 minutes and have a great time and take some pictures and post them places, and then we can hand out lollipops to people. You know, it was so fun getting to catch up with them, and then we all won our category or whatever. And so it was really fun, honestly. So well, it was a great honor. I appreciate it.
And then you were the recipient of the President's Award. How did that happen?
You know, an email popped up in my inbox and said, you've been nominated for this. Will you fill out an application? And I had to put everything I've ever done at HBU, basically. And they emailed me a couple days later and said, you've been chosen for something. You're going to sit at the stage at Convo. And so I walked down and shook President Sloan's hand. I was like, thank you. You know, it was so exciting. So it was really neat.
What will it feel like when you cross the graduation platform, get your degree, and look out and see your mom and dad? What thoughts will you have as you reflect on your parents and your university education?
Overwhelmingly thankful. They have generously paid for my college. I mean, had a lot of support with scholarships and stuff, but at the end of the day, I'm leaving here without student debt, which I know is not a reality for a lot of students, but just overwhelmingly blessed for their support and their trust for me, just being on my own, and I think trusting the parenting that they did and letting me be my own person and discover things for myself, but also always being there for me whenever I need something emotionally. Or even on the way here, I called my dad. He's at work, and I was like, Dad, there's a puddle of water on my floor in my car because of rain last night. He was like, oh, the moon roof is probably leaking or whatever. You know, just having that relationship with them and knowing that they're always going to help me whenever I need it. So it's incredible.
Well, Marcella, thank you for visiting with us today. HBU makes the difference in students' lives. It sends them out into a world of difficulty and challenge with all kinds of hope. You may want to call our admissions line and find your place at HBU. We've got an admissions line waiting for you at 281-649-3211. You can go online at hbu.edu/admissions. Enrollment counselors are standing by to take your call and answer your questions. Marcella, thank you for being with us today.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.